Mission. This is WGTDHD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Guida Brown, former executive director of the Hope Council, Dr. Steve Brown, retired professor of educational leadership and school law, Dr. Karen Sconsert, chair of the education department and associate professor at Carthage College, Dr. Jonathan Shaler, professor of communications at UW Parkside, and Stephanie Skilba, Vice President for Community and Government Relations at Gateway Technical College. And now, here's today's moderator for Education Matters.
Welcome to Education Matters. My name is Stephanie Skilba, and I am the Vice President of Community and Government Relations for Gateway Technical College and one of the rotating hosts of Education Matters on WGTD. I'm really looking forward to the conversation with our guest today. Dr. Ritu Raju is the new president here at Gateway Technical College and has been in Wisconsin for only 4 weeks. She began her new role on January 5th, so yes, she did move here during the winter from Texas. Dr. Raju has worked in education for quite some time, and we are so excited to be able to learn a little bit more about the path that brought her to Gateway. So welcome to the show, Ritu, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Stephanie, and thank you to WGTD for hosting us today.
Yeah, we're excited. So why don't we begin with just a little information about yourself? Why don't you just briefly introduce yourself?
So, Ritu Raju, I began my career in higher education about 20-plus years ago, 22, I think, and I started both my career and my education in a community college in Houston, Texas. I fell in love with the community college mission. I enjoyed my work, and I've worked through various roles to be here today.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. So what attracted you to Gateway Technical College? So really, why Gateway?
A lot of people have asked that question. And, you know, when the announcement came out, what is interesting is everybody was like, oh, you're going to Gateway. Mm. And that was the why Gateway, right? Gateway has a national reputation. Gateway is known in all over our country and beyond for the breadth and the excellence of its workforce programs. Mm-hmm. Both Gateway and Brian Albrecht are national figures on the higher education landscape. Mm-hmm. And that is what attracted me. Also, I have the opportunity to visit Gateway in 2018.
Oh, interesting.
As part of a manufacturing conference. And that was an amazing visit. From the time I got into the cab, you know, with the cab mm-hmm. driver, at that time, Racine had become a smart city. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There were so many groundbreaking initiatives here at Gateway across the region that truly attracted me. Mm. And, of course, we were at the Racine campus in June, and that beautiful view of the lake, right? It's just a breathtaking facility. Mm-hmm. I think, to me, that state-of-the-art workforce training mm-hmm. is really what attracted me to mm-hmm. Gateway.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. So you indicated that you have worked in education for most of your career. You know, it's always interesting. Was it always your goal to be a president of a college, or is this just something that you, you know, fell into?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. So I come from a family of teachers.
Oh.
Many of my cousins, we're all in the teaching field. And to me, my goal was to teach,
okay.
to be faculty. And I was in the classroom for many years. I've taught English for many, many years. And I always saw myself as being in a faculty role.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So being a president was really not on the horizon.
Right. So what were some of the steps that got you here?
So there was a lot of happenstance
okay, yeah.
on the journey, and then a lot of mentoring to prepare me for each okay. successive step. Right. And I want to thank my mentors who
yeah.
brought me to where I am. So I was English faculty. Okay. And in 2014, I believe, at the institution that I was then, there was a structural change, and I had the opportunity to become a chair, division chair, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was a newly created division, and it had various elements. So it had both your traditional academic curriculum, but it also had workforce components.
Mm-hmm.
And as a chair, of course, your faculty, right? So it was a great segue for me because I still had the faculty role,
mm-hmm.
but I got a lot of exposure into the administrative side.
Mm.
And like I said, building a new division that actually brought together 9 different fragmented divisions from the past It was a very unique learning experience administratively, and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And it made me realize that, you know, the administrative work impacts students in a different way. And I think with each successive role, I've seen that footprint grow, right? You impact students in a larger way. You impact your colleagues. You impact the institution. And you impact the community. So I think that impact piece is what really kept me wanting to learn and grow. And I'm definitely one of those continuous learners and believe in continuous improvement. So I really appreciated the fact that at each step of my career, I was able to learn new skills. Mm. I was able to make a different impact.
Okay. Yeah, very nice. Very, very nice. You talked a little bit about it, but what skills and background do you think you've brought to Gateway Technical College?
In terms of background, I think both my background as a student,
okay,
because as a student, I came to this country, got my master's, got my doctorate. So walking the path that many of our students walk,
yeah,
right? And understanding the system, understanding how to study, how to write papers. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I made a bad grade and I didn't quite know how to talk to the faculty member.
Oh.
And I was hesitating and, you know, standing next to her desk. And the faculty member coached me on how to do that. Mm-hmm. She said, here's how you have this conversation. So I think being able to grow through all of those steps. And then my path has been a very traditional one. Mm-hmm. So I actually started my career as a writing center tutor.
Okay.
And then I became faculty, mm-hmm, and then a chair, then dean, then vice president of academics, mm-hmm, and then president. Mm-hmm. So at each step, I think for me, the key skill has been at each step learning different aspects of a higher educational institution, mm, right? So as faculty, you're very focused on the work that you do in your classrooms, in your discipline. Yeah. And then as a division chair, I had three disciplines, and one of them was workforce. It was actually American Sign Language. Yeah. So I got to learn that workforce development, mm-hmm, piece. As dean, a completely different area, advanced manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that really taught me very concrete aspects of workforce development. And it also gave me insight into the manufacturing industry that we focus here at Gateway. And mm-hmm, so for me, when we talk about the background and the skills, yeah, tying in together, it's been a very wonderful transition because many of our partners here at Gateway, Snap-on, for example, mm-hmm, our industry partners that I worked with, mm, as the Dean of Manufacturing in Houston. Mm-hmm. So we had Rockwell, mm-hmm, and, you know, and also understanding the role of higher ed in how we create that pipeline for our manufacturing, mm-hmm, companies, knowing that synergy between industry and education. Mm-hmm. I think those were key skills that really prepared me for this role here at Gateway.
Yeah.
The second piece is that workforce development piece, right? So as faculty, as chair, I learned the academic transfer piece, mm-hmm, right? How do students take their first 2 years at a technical or community college? And then how do they transfer that to a four-year school? As part of that work, I did a lot of work with the Guided Pathways, okay, movement, where we actually aligned our degree plans, mm, from our two-year schools all the way into our four-year schools. And that really helped because it allowed students to make a seamless transfer. And it also allowed us to make sure that students didn't duplicate the number of credits, mm-hmm, they got.
Yeah.
Right? So we made sure that if they took a certain math class at a two-year institution, that was accepted, mm-hmm, and transferable into that four-year institution. So that academic piece, I got a chance to learn and master, mm-hmm, that. And then I also got a chance to learn the workforce development piece. And during COVID, when the states were all looking to use federal funding, yeah, to be able to reskill and upskill our workforce, mm-hmm, I was able to lead that for my previous, okay, institution. Mm-hmm. And so we identified three areas of focus: manufacturing, allied health, and information technology. Okay. And interestingly, those are also three prominent areas, mm-hmm, that we focus on here at Gateway. So I think that synergy of work, I think that alignment, mm-hmm, and I think being able to understand the needs of the workforce, mm-hmm, but also being very attuned to the needs of our students, mm-hmm, and the barriers that our students face in being able to complete their education. I think that's the background that I bring and that I'm really excited to work with here at Gateway.
Yeah, well, we're excited really to have you here as well. And just from that conversation alone, that one question, there definitely is a variety of skills and backgrounds mm-hmm. that you bring based on what you've done previously. And so it's really fun to hear that from you. You personally, what are some of the strengths that you bring to the college? I mean, I know I could rattle off a few, but what strengths do you think?
So somebody asked me what brought me here to Southeast Wisconsin, and I said, well, the weather, obviously, and we all had a laugh. I think the ability to be innovative,
yeah,
the ability to think into the future, and I think Gateway uses the strengths philosophy, mm-hmm. and I think that's incredible because that way we're able to match mm-hmm. our strengths. We're able to complement each other in ways that are very beneficial to the college and to the community. So for me, some of my top skills are connector. Mm-hmm. So really being able to make those connections, and it's been interesting when I've reconnected in these last few weeks with many partners and stakeholders that I met in Racine in 2018. Yeah. And right, we're able to make those connections again and pick up where we left off. So that connector piece is important to me. I'm a learner, a continuous learner. I really believe in continuous improvement. Mm. And, you know, change is definitely a part of everything that we do. But using that continuous improvement framework helps us to manage change in a very productive way. Mm-hmm. And so being able to bring that productive energy mm-hmm. to change and being able to harness it, mm-hmm. that's definitely, I think, something that I enjoy doing. And, you know, strategy and ideation, right?
Yeah.
So I think for me, the learning curve has been to balance that big picture thinking. It's very nice to have the big picture, but then at the end of the day, the big ideas are only good if we execute them. So I think for me, learning how to implement those ideas, and that's where I think my doctorate is in technical communication. So technical communication involves a lot of project management. So using that project management approach to make sure that we take the big picture, we break it down into actionable pieces, right? And then we build milestones, we build due dates, we build accountability into that. So that balance is something mm-hmm. that I'm still learning because, mm-hmm. you know, there are so many wonderful ideas out there. And every institution, every employer, we all have limited capacity. So how do we prioritize? How do we make sure that we're accomplishing as much as we can? And I think that is where the collective process mm-hmm. comes in. And I think I'm so excited to have a team mm-hmm. in place that is very well-versed mm-hmm. in this work, like mm-hmm. you, Stephanie. It's always a joy to go visiting with Stephanie. We run into people from high school, from college, from previous jobs. I think having that connectedness, right?
Yeah.
And having that mm-hmm. team that's willing mm-hmm. to go the extra mile, mm-hmm. having that team that really collectively we believe in that vision. You know, and Gateway's vision is to make those life-changing opportunities a reality, right? Yeah. So when you think about how profound that statement is and how do we translate that into a reality, I think that's the piece that's very exciting for me.
It is. It is. Thank you for sharing. You've talked a little bit about your philosophy, right, moving forward, but what do you think your core educational philosophy is?
My core educational philosophy really ties into the mission of the community college. Mm. Like I said, I started my career and my education at a community college, and I fell in love with the open access mission. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something that's been with me from childhood, a family value, was the transformative power of education.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we know education has the power to change lives. The access piece really helps us to give that power to everybody, right? So when we think about students that college may never have been on their radar, mm-hmm. and being able to give them that opportunity to see themselves in college, right? So basically that access mission where we provide open, affordable, but state-of-the-art education. Mm-hmm. And I think we do that so well here at Gateway. Mm-hmm. Because we have these industry collaborations, we have the generosity of our partners and our community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to be celebrating our scholarships on Saturday. And that's testament to the investment in education that our community makes. Mm-hmm. So that open access mission combined with the transformative power of education. The third piece for me to that educational philosophy is understanding how the educational landscape has changed today. And what I mean by that is traditionally it was either you go to work or you go to college, right? It's no longer that. And I think what's happening now is that college and work are overlapping in very interesting ways. And I'm just going to take a minute to give you a couple of examples. So during COVID, for example, right, there were certain jobs that went away. There were certain other jobs that grew tremendously. Right? Like when we think about Amazon, when we think about the supply chain industry. What that means then is that we have groups of people that we need to retrain, we need to reskill so that we can put them into the jobs of the future, right? The nature of work is changing. The other piece also, like I said, is that it's so. Let me give you the analogy of an expressway, right? So if you think of a highway or expressway, it has multiple exits and multiple entry points. So there's on-ramps and there's off-ramps. So you could get on a highway, you could drive for a few miles, and then you could drive out, maybe grab a cup of coffee, and then get back again, right, at the next ramp. Higher education, in many ways for our students, needs to have those on and off-ramps. So, for example, we have a student who comes in, gets a credential, gets maybe, let's say, an associate's in information technology. That's an industry where there's a very high level of change, of obsolescence. So maybe the student comes in, learns a particular programming language, and goes to work. Guess what? Maybe 4 or 5 years later, the industry standard changes, and now they're using a different programming language. The student has all the skills. All they need is an update, a refresh. Mm-hmm. And they come back to us, they learn that new programming language, and they possibly go back to an elevated role. We see that particularly with project management, we see that with a lot of IT professionals who will start as, you know, in an entry-level role, but then they'll come back and do that project management certification, which really elevates them. Then they become a team lead. So that constant reskilling and upskilling, right? That's become a part of our work landscape. The other piece also is the number of employers that are investing in education for their employees. And I would encourage all our students to take advantage of that opportunity. So really tying in the core mission of the community college, which is open access education, to the workforce landscape, and to make sure that we as a community college offer the bridge, we as a technical college offer the bridge between the two. I think that's the core of what we do.
Yeah, it is definitely the core of what we do. And I loved your example of the highway, right? The on and the off ramps. It's exactly what our students are facing, really, these days, you know, having to step aside for a little bit and trying to come back and us working with them on that. So today on Education Matters, we are speaking with Dr. Ritu Raju, who is the new president of Gateway Technical College. I mean, we've just been talking a little bit about the education philosophy. And just can you talk a little bit about being student focused? And what does it mean to be student focused?
Students are the reason we're here, right? And I think for many, so for many decades in higher education, Stephanie, we talked about college-ready students. In other words, making sure that our students had all the skills they needed to succeed in college. We still do that. But what we've added now is the dimension of having student-ready colleges. And by that, we mean thinking with great intentionality about various things. First of all, our spaces, our processes, are they student friendly, right? Our students are definitely tech savvy. Our students know how to do various things using technology. Yeah. So are we updating our processes? Are we updating our work to make sure that it's easily accessible to students? I think every institution has its own acronyms.
Yes.
Right? And how do we make those accessible to students? How do we make students understand what that means? Mm-hmm. What is the importance? I always think about our, particularly our technical college students, mm-hmm. because they come to class and then they leave. They right. go to work mm-hmm. or they take care of their families. They're all juggling multiple priorities. Mm-hmm. So how do we keep our students engaged, mm-hmm. right? And we're looking at a whole slew of activities. We're looking at esports. Mm-hmm. We're looking at all of the different activities on campus yeah. and beyond. Yeah. And I think during COVID, one of the silver linings of COVID was that we realized that there were multiple ways to extend engagement. And while we understand the time constraints, we can leverage technology in many instances to make sure that we cater to all groups of students,
yeah.
right? And so our students have diverse needs. And so making sure that we understand those needs, making sure that we address them, all our higher ed institutions, we all know this, we're all dealing with food insecurity.
Yes.
We're dealing with housing insecurity. We're dealing with the need for childcare. We're dealing with mental health concerns. And really, I think being very proactive in having those conversations with students, it's not enough to tell them that we care about them. We have to show that we care.
Absolutely. I agree completely.
And I think everything mm-hmm. that we can do to support our students will be invaluable. The other thing for me is to think about student engagement in terms of telling the stories of our students.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So students face adversity. They get into these jobs. But I think what the story that we're looking at now, how do we tell those stories, is our students are getting these jobs that are futuristic, they're high demand, high skill, and very well paid. So for a student, let's say for an 18-year-old, that comes to us when they're in high school, yeah. right? They're in our dual credit program. They get an associate's degree along with their high school diploma. And the fact is that they get their associate's degree first because our graduation is yes. before their high school graduation, right? But think about that student who's able to make, let's say, $60,000 a year when they're 18. What an amazing story, right? And it's so life transforming. Being able to tell those stories and being able to show our communities how we bring value in terms of those offerings. I think that's the other piece
yeah.
that we really need to spread those stories.
Yeah, there's so much that you just said in that one question, and to be able to unpack that just a little bit, I love the idea of student-ready colleges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do work really hard at Gateway, as you know, to be ready for our students mm-hmm. when they come here. And I can speak to one area in particular because I work with our facilities, and the look and the feel of our colleges is that we have seen students stay on campus yeah. mm-hmm. because our environments look different. We've right. created spaces for them to gather.
Together.
And that has been fun to see the change mm-hmm. and to see more of our students staying on campus when you've mentioned, right, that they have jobs, they have families to mm-hmm. take care of, and so many other responsibilities, but we're giving them a space to stay if they mm-hmm. need
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
And then telling the stories of our students. All of our students have stories. You know, there is a story for each and every one of them and how they got here, mm-hmm. and of the many graduates, you know, the many mm-hmm. stories that we have. And we love to tell the stories of our students. And so we will continue to do that. And I love, you know, when we talked about our high school students and those that graduate from Gateway before they graduate mm-hmm. from high school. Mm-hmm. Those are just wonderful celebrations for us at
truly,
the college.
Truly.
Okay. Business partnerships, those have been mentioned in mm-hmm. our dialogue today. What role do you think businesses play, really, in the success of Gateway and for our students here?
So given that Gateway is a technical college and our mission is very clearly stated, it's to deliver industry-focused education.
Yes.
So industry is a vital partner, right? Mm-hmm. And our employers play various roles in that partnership. And what I'm so impressed by is the commitment of our employers. As I've been visiting with them, and you and I have done a lot of those visits, yeah. as I'm talking to them and I'm seeing the commitment, that is truly touching. Mm-hmm. So our employers, of course, they employ our students, right? And in order for them to employ our students, they also help us inform our curriculum. Mm-hmm. So we work with our advisory committees, mm-hmm. right? And they tell us what are the key skill sets that they need. They talk to us about the advances in their industry. And in many cases, one of the other things I'm so impressed by is the generosity of our employers yeah. here, mm-hmm. right? They are willing to provide us with equipment. Mm-hmm. I love the way Gateway has been very intentional about displaying those partnerships. So if you walk into any of our facilities, you'll see the partnerships, yes. right? Yes. There's a train lab, yeah. there's the SC mm-hmm. Johnson Center, mm-hmm. and so many. Mm-hmm. I don't want to leave anyone out. But that's the key, right? It's not just about the partnerships, but it's about the way that the companies work with us and the continuing dialogue that we have. And we constantly have that feedback loop. Are our students employable? Do they bring the skill sets that you need? Right? Because when they go to work, we want them to be able to transition seamlessly into the workplace. And again, that's the other piece of that intentionality, is that many of our Gateway labs and shop yeah. spaces mimic the exact industrial environment where our students will work. So the transition is just seamless. Right? And then we do a lot of internships. The other piece for me is the apprenticeships. Oh. So the work-based learning that we offer at Gateway, mm-hmm. those wouldn't be possible without mm-hmm. the work, without the employers, mm-hmm. right? So our apprenticeships, the way they partner with us for apprenticeships, the way they partner with us to deliver curriculum, the ways that they partner with us to work with our communities. Yeah. So I think, you know, that's the other piece, right? They're community partners to us. Mm-hmm. Their staff and their families are partners. So it's really a very, you know, I mean, I'm going to say it's like peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
But it is a very mutually beneficial partnership.
Yeah, I agree. You had mentioned the visits that we have made, you know, over the last few weeks, and the passion that we have seen from our business partners and our yes. industry partners has just been heartwarming, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that is it's been a fun journey these last 4 weeks to have these conversations. But you also mentioned one area as well. You know, they work with us from an advisory committee perspective and the skills that are needed. Mm-hmm. And why that's important is the changing industry needs, right? Those mm-hmm. change on a regular basis. So to be able to continue those partnerships and continue to the dialogue, it's not we've had a conversation with you once.
No.
It's a how do we continue the dialogue yes. to meet your continual changing needs?
And I think, you know, this is a tribute to the way Gateway has engaged our employers, that employers have so much confidence in Gateway. And they know that we will seek their guidance. Yeah. You know they have a voice in our curriculum. Mm-hmm. And we've been very conscious of that as well in asking, what do you need?
Yeah.
Right? And then doing the employer surveys, I think that's yeah. brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's a way to stay in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you've been here for 4 weeks. I think it's 4 weeks actually today mm-hmm. that you've been in your position. What has been the biggest surprise for you?
So there's been a few surprises, and they've all been pleasant. They've been wonderful surprises. I think the key thing to me is to see the warmth and friendliness mm-hmm. of people. Everyone's been so welcoming. People have reached out. People have sent messages, and, you know, through LinkedIn and so many other venues. And I think the willingness to help is something that I'm very touched by. I've had, you know, particularly our campus community, mm-hmm. do you need help to drive? You know, do you have warm clothes? It's just been so wonderful. And one of the things that we did during the meet and greets was I asked for a list of places and things to do. Uh-huh. And we got these fabulous lists, right, of places to eat and activities. And I can see myself doing them. It's going to take a few years yeah. to go through those lists.
Yeah, you're set for a while.
I am. And I think the other piece for me is seeing all these partnerships in action, right?
Yeah.
We've had the chance to visit with several of our partners and just hearing the conversations, working with different groups and seeing, I think seeing the commitment to the prosperity of our region.
Yeah.
I think that's been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can talk about those partnerships, right? But it's when you see them.
Yes.
And you see the relevancy and the important role that they play for us. And, you know, I will also say we like to believe we're warm and friendly in the Midwest. So it's good to see that you have felt that as well. living here all of my life in the Midwest, it's good to see that it is true. But, okay, so going back to the college and priorities for the college, what are two or three priorities that you have for Gateway Technical College?
So the first priority for us here at Gateway, and this is very similar to all of education, whether you're looking at our K through 12 partners or you're looking at post-secondary education, the key is bringing back our students. And that bringing back our students has many levels of complexity. One, of course, is bringing them back physically because we've lost students during the pandemic, right? The second piece is bringing them back in terms of their capabilities and learning, because we know there's been some loss of learning. So we want to make sure that we provide all the instructional support we can to make sure that our students get caught up and that they're at the level that we need them to be. And then the third piece is, like I said earlier, to make sure that we bring back our students in terms of employability. In terms of skill levels. So that in some cases means reskilling, right? Because there are people, like I said, that lost their jobs during COVID and they will have to retrain. It also means upskilling, right? Because there are people who did, you know, who worked from home and who may now need to have new skill sets. The other piece is that we focus on industry engagement. We continue that focus. And to me, these are all connected so closely because bringing back our students, our industry partners are going to tell us what makes them employable, what are the skills that they need. So working with our industry partners. And then the third piece for me is to focus on retention and completion and beyond.
Yeah.
Right? So when you think of the life cycle of a student, it begins when they go to our website and when they apply. And then we always think in terms of enrollment. So yes, so they come to us, they get enrolled. But then, like everybody else, life happens to our students, right? So to make sure that they stay with us, to make sure that they get their credential, to make sure that they complete it. And I think that's where we really need to think about barriers that our students face, right? It could be a family illness. Yeah. It could be a change in their job schedule. There are many factors that impact retention. So thinking through those factors and working consciously with our students to make sure that we're helping them surmount those barriers and finish. And then, like I said, completion and beyond. So that beyond piece, again, ties back to the industry engagement. To make sure that they're in jobs, but also to make sure that they know that Gateway is a resource for them to come back at any time if they need to get a new credential or if they need to get reskilling, right? So I think those three pieces are closely interrelated, and those are the things that we need to focus on.
Yeah, I love the idea of the beyond, right? Making sure our students understand that they are a Gateway Red Hawk forever.
Forever.
Right? Our doors are always open to them for whatever their needs might be moving forward. So I think it's great. Retention, completion, and beyond.
And I do want to say to that and beyond piece that I want to encourage all our Gateway students, all of our Red Hawks, to stay engaged as alumni.
Yes.
There's so much happening here. There's so much excitement. Please come back and visit. See how you can get engaged. And I'm sure there are future Red Hawks in each family, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, wonderful. I love that beyond piece. So what are you looking forward to? If you're thinking long term, right, what are some things that you're looking forward to at the college?
I have to say Gateway is a great place to be in. It has a strong national reputation. Yeah. The programs and the breadth of programs, the technical sophistication at Gateway is truly impressive. And all of those, I think, make my job a lot more exciting and easy. I think the things that we really want to focus on, A, is strengthening our legacy.
Okay.
Right? Making sure that we continue to be that cutting edge. So one thing that's very interesting is that colleges from all over the country come to visit Gateway to do something called benchmarking. So they want to see our labs and study how we built those partnerships and then go back and replicate them in their areas. So I think being that cutting edge school, being that college of choice, that's key. And I think that legacy is something that we all will work together to strengthen. The other thing is that a community college or a technical college, and in this case, as a technical college, you know, we have a very unique ability to be an economic convener. Right? So as a technical college, we have the ability to bring together our industry partners, our community partners, our school districts, so our K-12 system, our nonprofit organizations, our chambers of commerce, right? We can bring everybody together on a common platform of, again, of that transformative power of education to serve as an economic catalyst for the region, right? So in that way, I think Gateway has a very instrumental role to play in ensuring the future economic strength and prosperity of our Southeast Wisconsin region. And to me, that is the key role. That's the most important, most exciting role, is being able to make sure that we're working with everybody, making sure that we're working with everybody, and also that we're including everybody, right? We're having these conversations, we're having these initiatives that elevate our region as a whole. So I think being part of that regional growth, being part of that regional prosperity, and being one of the key players in that regional growth is definitely something that we need to... We do it really well at Gateway, and we just will just keep doing it.
It, you know, we're very fortunate to be in this corridor, right, between Chicago and Milwaukee, and to be able to see that regional growth, as you've mentioned. But it is always fun to have a conversation with someone who was on the outside. Now I'm going to, you're part of us. Now you're in the inside. But I've been at the college for a really long time, and it's always great to hear from an outsider's point of view, right, and to be reminded of what Gateway has to offer. And the benefits that we have with our industry partners and the important roles that we serve. So thank you for the reminders of all of that. That's been fun. You've mentioned one strength of the college, and that really is the convening aspect of the college. What do you believe a couple other strengths might be of Gateway Technical College?
I think there's so many, so it's hard to say just a couple. I think definitely the technical sophistication of our workforce programs and the breadth of our workforce programs. I think that's one. The second is the agile nature of the way we build curriculum. So, and I hope I'm saying this right, but I know for a fact that our BWS, our Business and Workforce Solutions, they provide customized training to our industry partners, and they're able to put together and deliver training in a very, very short amount of time. Right. So Gateway has the expertise. We have the instructors. We have the equipment. We have the programs to be able to cater to all of those needs. And I think that agility is very important. It's something that technical colleges inherently have by the nature of the work that we do. And that really translates into benefits for our employers. Right. And I think the other strength to me is the partnerships, that the very unique partnerships that Gateway has built. And one example is NC3. Right? So NC3 is a nonprofit that delivers CTE, or Career and Technical Education. Gateway has been instrumental in creating NC3. Right? And through NC3, we have access to a whole national network of CTE training. So Gateway instructors are a very crucial part of... So NC3 has something called Train the Trainers, where faculty instructors go out into various parts of the country and they train other instructors to deliver that workforce training. And Gateway's trainers are very well known, mm-hmm. right? We had a couple that just went to Phoenix, mm-hmm. I believe. So I think those kinds of unique partnerships really poise us very well, like I said, for that convening role. Mm-hmm. But they also, like I said, the Gateway has really become a national model. And we have visitors constantly, mm-hmm. right? We have, and for example, when a college approaches NC3, asking about how they can grow their technical programs, NC3 oftentimes asks them to visit Gateway mm-hmm. so that they can actually see how it's done. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that's not just unique. It's totally cutting edge. It's something that really places mm-hmm. us in a niche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does. And, you know, we do have a lot of strengths here at the college. And you certainly have mentioned, you know, so many of them, the convening, our state-of-the-art mm-hmm. labs, you know, the strength of our business partners, the breadth of our credentialing. We really are the whole package here.
And the most important thing is our amazing people.
Oh, yes.
We have mm-hmm. amazing mm-hmm. staff. There's so much Gateway pride, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then the longevity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have staff that have been here. One of them has been here 43 years, right? And but again, all those things speak to the strong organizational culture. They speak to the work that we do. Mm-hmm. They speak to the community engagement that we embody.
Yeah, we truly are a family.
Yes.
The Gateway family
here. The Gateway family, amazing.
Yeah, so we are coming to the end of our conversation today. So is there anything you want to tell us about you, about Ritu Raju as the mom, or I know you're a grandmother?
Yes, so as a mom, as a grandmother, I'm a grandmother to a 7-year-old granddaughter. As a mom, you know, I think the interesting thing for me was that I went through college. I did my master's and then my doctorate at the same time that my daughter was in high school and then in college. We would do our homework together. And that was the best experience ever. And, you know, she taught me things too, because since I didn't do high school here, there were things that I didn't know and I learned them with her. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. As a grandmom, I think I'm always thinking about the legacy that we leave for our children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And I think we all have that common goal that we want to leave the world a good place for them, mm-hmm. right? As a grandmom, I think the other piece is I'm always very conscious about the importance of reading and, you know, education and I've been reading to my granddaughter since the day she was born, literally. And I think there's so much, you know, as a lifelong educator, I think there's so much promise. Yeah. And that's where our roles mm-hmm. are so important, because we want to make sure that we keep giving our best to our students, to our families, so we allow them to grow and thrive.
Mm-hmm. Great. Wonderful. Well, you are now part of the legacy of Gateway Technical College as well. So welcome.
That is an honor. It's an honor and a privilege.
Well, that is about all the time that we do have today. And I hope that everyone's enjoyed our conversation. So thank you, Dr. Raju, for your time. And certainly welcome to Gateway and to Wisconsin. Our guest today was Dr. Ritu Raju, the new president of Gateway Technical College. For WGTD's Education Matters, this is Stephanie Skilba. Thank you.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard Saturday mornings at 10:30 here on WGTD. Archive programs are available on our website at WGTD.org.
I'm Gregory Berg, and I hope you'll make a special point of joining us for the Monday morning show here on WGTD as we pay tribute to a good friend to the program, Dr. Yuri Maltsev, longtime professor of economics at Carthage College, who passed away on January 25th. We're going to be replaying one of his conversations on the morning show, one in which at one point he talked about his own remarkable life and career. Monday's morning show will begin just after 8.
Well, this week on WGTD's Noon Tunes, we're enjoying the music of Racine singer-songwriter Cynthia Chico.
I'd like to be in another place.
At the end of every WGTD midday news, we feature a song by a local artist. So please join us for Noon Tunes Monday through Friday, 12:20 p.m. here on WGTD HD.
This is WGTD HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that explores and highlights